be my first losing season. We just hadn't played well enough to warrant that, obviously. And today was another prime example of that.
It was so tough with Russell Wilson. You had a couple times you had him behind there.
Yeah, you can pick your poison on him. Obviously, he's a great athlete, and he's very quick, and you know he's padding that little pump fake, and he makes it tough out there. You don't know. He really gets you in between your rushes. If you rush him, you gotta be warned of him. You know, step up in the pocket and prolonging plays, and if you sit back there and kind of try to mirror him, you know that gives him more time to allow his wide receivers to get open. So he did a pretty good job of that today. You know, I think what we preach on defense and what they preach on offense, it goes hand in hand. We always preach we can control what we can control. You know, we can't control what the offense does, and they can't control what we do. So, it's hard not to get frustrated, but, frustration doesn't help you go out there and do your job. I've been around here long enough to know, and it's been a lot of times we play like crap on defense, and our offense has bailed us out. So that's our mentality. We got to bail them out. We got to get some turnovers. We got to, set them up in some good field position and try to get some, get them rolling a little bit when they're struggling.
Justin, you won a lot of big games with Eli over the years. So when you have a season like this, the way it's unfolded,
how
shocking is it to watch?
Yeah, it's shocking. It's just a prime example of, when it rains, it pours. And for him, it really – he hasn't been able to put it together this year, and that's tough. I know he's a guy that is here when the sun, before the sun comes up and doesn't leave until after it goes down. So I know he's put in the work. It just hasn't really come to fruition for him this season.
Do you see a difference in him? Is there something you've noticed in his approach and the way he's
fumbled? Nah, not at all. I think he's went about his business the same way. In the years that he, led us to Super Bowls and Pro Bowl years, he's done it the same way. That Toyota is parked in the same parking spot at, when I get here at 6 a.m. And, it's the same thing over and over again with him. I always see him coming in the locker room and getting the wide receivers together and meeting with them and doing extra stuff. When I'm getting out of cold tub, when I had a meeting late or something like that, I always see him still in the locker room. He's went about the business the same way. Like I said, it just hasn't paid off for him this year.
Justin, you've had a frustrating year in the past. You snap back well here. And when you see Eli go through his frustrating year, is there something you can draw from your experience to share with him, or is it so different in your name?
No, at the end of the game today, I just went up to Eli and just said, listen, bro, just keep your head up. And I don't think you have to tell him that, but obviously you want to be there for him because he's the same guy that was telling me those things when, it wasn't going my way. And I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to bounce out of this and become the Eli O heading into next year. And, I don't necessarily worry about him because I see the work he's put in. I see, how he goes about it. And you can't keep a guy like E down for long. Like I said, this season, you scratch your head and wonder why. But like I said, I don't believe that, you'll see too much more of this.
Justin,
yes, I think so.
Justin, as a champion, seeing Seattle come in, you guys obviously want to play against the best. But is it even more frustrating to see the disparity now, knowing you guys were?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to lose anybody, and that was a great test for us. We felt confident we could come in here and really see what we were and gain some respect for what we are as a football team. But obviously, we're a long way away. And like I said, that team is, hats off to them. They played the game pretty well today. And, we had our shots. We weren't able to, convert and get some momentum going in the early in the game. And, they bled us a little bit and made plays when they needed to. I wasn't overly impressed by what they did today. But at the end of the day, it's a 23-0 win, and it looks dominant.
Justin,